Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Shabbos Daf Ayin Vav, Shabbos 76, and today's Daf Yomi, we begin the new chapter, the eighth chapter of Masechta Shabbos, and this chapter is called Hamotzi Yayin, the one who takes out wine. And this chapter discusses the measurement and the amount that a person is liable for if they violate the Shabbos by carrying something from one domain to another domain. So the first mission on the bottom of 76b discusses what are the amounts that are required to obligate somebody who takes out a liquid. So it says our mission, Hamotzi Yayin, if somebody takes out wine that was undiluted, it was not diluted with water, then the measurement that a person will be liable for is Kedei Meziga Sakos, the amount which a person pours into a cup, that when you mix it with water, it'll be appropriate for drinking and the cup will be filled. So that amount is what a person is liable for. What about milk? Our Mishnah says, Chalav, if you take out the milk of an animal, the amount is Kedei Gemia, how much an average person can swallow. It's one swallow of milk. What about honey? Davash, the bee honey we're talking about here, the amount is kidei litein alakasis, the amount that a person would spread over a wound on a horse or on a camel in the place where they would stick their whatever they were carrying on them, and they would get a wound, and so then they would put honey on that wound to treat it. So that amount that they would put on is the amount that you will be liable for. What about oil, shemen, kedei lasuch ever katan, the amount that is necessary to spread upon a small limb on the body. What about, the Gemara is going to discuss what that limb is. Mayim, what about water? Kedei lashuf bahem esakilor, water, the amount that was necessary to mix with a eyeliner or some type of makeup or a salve that's put on the eye in order to make it a proper mixture. So you need to add water to it. So the amount of water that would be important enough for you to add, that is the amount that you would be liable for if you carry it from one domain to another. Ushar kol hamashkin, and all other liquids that are not being used for this medicinal purposes, their measurement is with the revius, which is a quarter of a lug. The amount of a quarter of a lug, Rashi tells us, is one egg and a half. An egg and a half is the size of a quarter of a lug. Kol hashofrim, all the water that was not going to be used for drinking, but it was going to be thrown out, the bad water. And the Gemara is going to discuss what that water is able to be used for at all. Such water, also, their measurement is berevius, with a quarter of amount of lug. Rabbi Shimon says, kulan berevius. Rabbi Shimon says, all the liquids listed in our mission, including the wine, the milk, and the honey, and not only the water, but including the wine, the milk, and the honey, that's also a revius. Below nemru kol ashir nalalo ela matzni ehen. And he says that this idea that our mission lists all those measurements, and even those things that are less than a revius, because Rabbi Shimon says that the position is really everything needs to be a quarter lug, the egg and a half. So why does our Mishnah list all these measurements? Says Rabbi Shimon, that's only for somebody who hid the liquids to show, and by hiding them, they demonstrated how much they care about the liquids. They show that it's chashav, that it's distinguished in their eyes, and so therefore, when they carry out the liquids that are distinguished in their eyes, then they're going to be liable for carrying on Shabbos, even if it's less than a revius. But for all other people there, and for all other things, they're only going to be liable for the revius. So that is the position of Rabbi Shimon. So comes along our Gemara, and our Gemara says, Tana, we learned in the Tosefta, that one who takes out wine, the measurement for taking out wine is Kedei Mezigas Kos Yafe. Not just like our mission says today, in order the amount that's necessary to pour into a cup, but the amount that's necessary to pour into a kos yafa, into a beautiful cup. The Tosefta, our version of Tosefta, doesn't have this word yafa, but our whole Gemara is based upon the idea that it says the word yafa, beautiful cup. So what's a beautiful cup? My kos yafa. What is a beautiful cup? So the Gemara explains here, kos shel bracha. This is the cup of bracha. Rashi says that, what does it mean, a cup of blessing? Birkas hamoson. This is the cup that was used for the benching, the blessing after the meal, that the chachamim required us to make it beautiful. Shetricha chacham yafoso. And the Gemara in Brachos, Nun Aleph, Amud Aleph, in 51a, in Gemara in Brachos, discusses how we make the cups beautiful. So the Gemara there lists six ways in which we make the cup beautiful. The first way is itur, that we need to surround it, the cup, by crowning it with Torah scholars who sit around it, around the person who makes the blessing, or you have to surround the cup with other types of wine, or with cups of other wine. Ituf, that's a second way that you make it beautiful, is that the person who makes the bracha needs to be dressed properly. He was to wrap himself in a talus, or he should put a proper head covering on. The third way in which you make the cup beautiful is hadacha. You need to wash out the cup. The cup needs to be clean before you make the blessing on it. Fourth way is shtifa. You need to not only wash the inside, but also the outside. The fifth way is that you need to first put in chai. First, you need to put in the undiluted wine, and only afterwards add the water to dilute it. Or maybe you need to add in new wine from the barrel in order to make the blessing on the cup. And the sixth way in which you make the cup beautiful is you need to have a full cup. A full cup is a beautiful cup. The Gemara in Bracha says that there are actually four other things that are the kos of bracha, but those things are not unique to the cup. That a person needs to look at it, you need to take it with two hands, you need to lift it up off of the ground, and you need to hold it in your right hand. That's how we make a cup and a blessing beautiful.